Hey guys, welcome back to The Gilded Time Traveler. I hope that you really liked my last episode. I've done a lot of writing on Rosalind since then, and I just wanted to talk to you guys this time about another travel episode, I guess. I didn't mean to do another one so soon, but we took a trip, and I wanted to tell you guys all about it, so let's get started. Okay. So I want to start off by saying that it was mine and my husband Randy's 7-year anniversary. We had been married for 5 years, and both those dates are within 2 weeks, so we always just kind of celebrate that together, because I feel like 7 years is a big deal, and I can't believe that we're only 3 years away from being together for 10 years, and, you know, not having any major problems. And that may not sound like a big deal to some people. I can't wait to make it, you know, 45 years or be able to say something like that. But I just want to give a shout out to my husband and say that I love him very much. I also feel like we are blessed that we were able to take another trip so quickly. It was not a super long trip. It was meant to be a half day. We got a sitter for the children. And I also just want to point out, have you guys noticed the change in the weather? It feels like fall. It is amazing. And we just thought, we usually like to go camping or do something like that. We wanted to not just go out to dinner. Last year, we went to the Wildflower Cafe for our anniversary. And that is in Mentone, Alabama. And it was sparkly. And they had the most amazing girl playing the guitar. She played just the best music, and there were twinkly lights and flowers everywhere, and it was BYOB. So they also have the best tomato pie, and I mean, I can't think of everything we've done every single year for our anniversary. Sometimes we go to Gunnersville Park, where the lake is, and we would take the camper and just read and lay around and listen to the rain, and then go up to the lodge for breakfast. I think the year before that, I actually had a lot of photo sessions scheduled, because you guys know I'm a photographer. So I kind of accidentally scheduled a couple photo sessions the weekend of our anniversary. So we ended up just kind of having like a date night out, and I was pregnant. But I really can't remember what we've done every single, you know, for, I guess it'd be 6 years. I remember when I thought 6 months was, like, exciting. But, let's see. Maybe it'll come to me. I guess I should have figured out what we've done every year before I started this podcast today. So, what we did this time was we actually bought tickets to go to Chattanooga and get on a riverboat to take, like, a sunset ride and have dinner. And you know, it's like a 3-hour drive from here, so the plan was going to be to have the kids watched and be able to get ready and drive up there and possibly just get a hotel room and spend the night. Let's see. I do know. Okay, I'm having pause for your calls. I remember going to Nashville on Music Row. I remember we did that. I remember trying to go to Amish country and then just going on some like adventures and finding some parks and spending the night. I remember going to an Ed Sheeran concert that I paid a ridiculous amount of money for. And I think I mentioned that before. It was like almost $500. We went to Tennessee. We seemed to go to Tennessee a lot. Okay, so unpause. Anyways, well, a week later, I'm assuming this is due to COVID, I got an email saying that our reservation had been moved to the next night. And I was like, how can they do that? You know, who moves someone's reservation? I was like, if I wanted it to be on Saturday night rather than Friday night, then I would have made it for that day. We already had a sitter, you know, like set up. And then my son had a football game Saturday night. So it just wasn't like feasible. So I had to get a refund, and typically they don't give refunds, but they ended up giving me one, and it took a few days, you know, to get that back. And I was just really disappointed. I've always been the type of person who I am spontaneous. But if plans don't go the way that they're supposed to or the way that I made them, I'm kind of rigid. I get very upset and anxious. So I just thought it was all going to be ruined and everything. And what we did was, okay, I keep having vacations pop up in my head. I remember going to Gatlinburg. Okay, I've got to stop doing this. I'm getting so, like, I digress so badly, my mind. So, anyways, I asked people on Facebook, you know, do you guys have any suggestions? We've already been out to eat at the Rock House. I think it's called Rock House Eatery or the Rock House Cafe. It was, oh my gosh, it's amazing. That's where I finally started eating mushrooms. The wine was amazing. It had like the cutest cobblestone little building. And then, like I said, we did the wildflower and I said, do you guys have any suggestions? And there's this place called the Rattlesnake Saloon, and it doesn't sound very romantic, but I had heard great things about it, and it's under like this huge rock and there's live music. But I'd heard that they were going to be having this like a bike rally that night. And I thought, it might be a little crowded because it's like first serve, first come, first serve. So I was like, this is going to be one of those things where we're so busy, we don't even figure out what we're going to do and we can't call and plan ahead of time. And I was like so upset because I was like, what are we going to do? Then it hit me. We tried to go to Amish country a couple of years ago. My husband surprised me with it, but because it was not planned ahead, because we used to do things more spontaneously, it is more difficult with three children now. It was Sunday, and he didn't realize that they were closed on Sunday, so we drove up there for no reason. So I thought, why don't we do that? So I called and found out all the information, and we worked it out to where we could leave a little bit earlier on Friday. And I picked up my daughter from preschool, and I hadn't really had the best morning because I think I've mentioned that, like, we live out, you know, in the mountains and there's a lot of critter issues up here. And I'm just gonna say I had an issue with a baby deer, and it made me cry because I'm soft-hearted, but we won't get into that. But I was rushing, trying to get us up there in time for the wagon tour, because I called, and if you guys want to do this, you need to call the Amish Welcome Center. It is in Etheridge, Tennessee. She also told me not to go the way the GPS tells you, because it was really washed out, and that it would be simpler to put in Lawrenceburg, which I believe is in Lawrence County, into the GPS, and then just go from there, and then you find Etheridge. It's much smaller. Then when you go, it's $10 a ticket, and they only go certain times. It's from like 9 to like 2:30 is when they do the last tours, so you want to make sure you get there in time to make the tour. It's about an hour and a half long, and you just kind of ride around in the buggy, and they have got signs up that say what they're selling, and then they'll be out there, and you stop, and you buy what you want to buy. But of course, you know, in true, you know, life fashion, things don't go as they plan. Kind of like they didn't with our riverboat dinner that I was so excited about. It's called the Southern Belle. Also, if you would like to try that out, I've been wanting to do that for a few years. And just so you know, if you did want to try that, I believe it was about $50 a ticket a person for your dinner. And you can also go ahead and plan to get like champagne if you're celebrating and things like that. And they want you to arrive an hour early so that you do not miss, you know, because of crazy Chattanooga traffic or anything like that, you don't miss when they leave. So there's a tidbit of information for you if you choose to do the riverboat dinner, which is still something I plan on doing. And while I'm thinking about it, I couldn't decide also if I wanted to go to this vineyard that is actually just in Albertville. It's in like the next county. I'm worried that if we try to do that for my birthday at the end of November, that they're going to be shut down. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but it just kind of seems like it would be too cold. I'm hoping I'm wrong. That's something that I want to do, is go to like a real vineyard and not just a winery. So we left and I ended up just not even wearing any makeup, you know, because it's just more fun that way. And I'm comfortable, and like I said, we rushed and then we missed the wagon tour, and I was very upset about this. Because, like I said, you know, that's just how I am. And so my sweet husband, he was like, well, we're going to find something else. Like, don't worry. So we traveled just right down the road to a place called the David Crockett State Park. I keep wanting to say national park, and it's not a national park. It's the state park. And so anyhow, we ended up getting a cabin, and it was a little pricey. I want to say that the reason it costs what it did is because they had a 2-night minimum. But because of our situation that I explained, and it was our anniversary, they gave it to us for 1 night. And I think we got really lucky because they all started to fill up. This place was gorgeous, and it was not crowded at all, like compared to Gunnersville or, you know, any other park that I had been to. And so we might have paid what we paid for 2 nights, even though we could only stay for 1 night, just so you know, if you decide to do this. So everything's kind of got like a pioneer-ish feel to it, because it's the David Crockett, you know. It's got a restaurant and a gift shop, I believe, and just things like that. And all the cabins were nice, and it was right on the water. I mean, when we opened the door, I was not expecting it to look as gorgeous as it did. It was spacious. There was 2 bedrooms, 3 beds, 2 bathrooms. You had your balcony. I remember one funny thing was, you cannot step outside onto your balcony without taking one of the keys with you, because you'll lock yourself out. And I just knew I would be the one to do that. And there was a fireplace, but sadly it wouldn't turn on because they were waiting for it to get cold enough to turn the gas on. And I also couldn't figure out how to work the TV in the living room. But you could easily, you know, take a friend, or, you know, take your kids and just split the cost since there's extra beds. There were these gorgeous pictures around, which, you know, I had to appreciate, the photographer and me did, of just like docks and these old 1800 looking houses and things. And then I found out, just so you know, the Amish do not allow photographs, which was hard for me, being a photographer. There were these just moments where I would see the little barefoot children with their dirty feet, their bonnets, and even if their faces weren't in the scene, you know, they'd be laying on a pumpkin, and I just so wanted to photograph that. It would have made the most beautiful picture in color or black and white, but I digress. Anyways, I couldn't do that, so I kind of had to take snapshots in my mind for memory, I guess. So what we did, and you're probably wondering, like, how did you get to go if you missed the wagon tour? We went to the little welcome center, and I'd been phoning the woman there that ran it, and they had all these gorgeous rocking chairs and swings, you know, that were wooden and antiques that you could buy. They are a little pricey because they're homemade, you know, they're handmade. The Amish do amazing work. And then we decided, you know, what are we going to do? Once we got into our cabin, we decided, you know, we just grabbed like 1 bag. So it's not like we had to unpack or anything. We called the children, took a look outside, and I saw my first beaver. I've never seen a beaver before. And you may laugh at me, we have a lot of critters up here, but I've always asked about them, and asked my husband, is that a groundhog? And he laughed at me. So then there was a raccoon. I was able to, you know, take as many pictures and videos and Instagram stories as I wanted at the cabin. And we were trying to decide, where do we want to go eat? And there was this place called the Brass Lantern that looked right up my alley. I just liked the name and the way that it looked, and I heard that it had a little bit of everything, but we're kind of partial to steakhouses. And so we ended up deciding to go to a steakhouse. And, you know, as per usual, when we go on vacation, most trips, when you go out to eat, I mean, you're going to spend like $100 at least on dinner. And Randy said he wanted to pay for somebody else's meal. And then I think he must have forgotten about that because we just kind of forgot. But I thought that was really sweet of him. And then after that, we went back and took a shower. And by that point, I was really wanting like a hot coffee because it was amazing weather. It was really nice and cool. It was a little chilly, and I did not bring a sweater or sweatpants or anything long like that. I just wore this dress. Even though I had no makeup on, it was a dress he had bought me not too long ago, so it was my first time wearing it. And it's white, and it actually reminds me of something Claire would have worn or did wear when she went through the stones in Outlander. And we're still going to talk about Outlander probably in the next episode. I keep saying that, but then I always change my mind. And so I felt really bad because my husband, he stayed up till 2 a.m. and I ended up actually passing out because I'd been up since 6 before it was even daylight out, you know, with the kids and all. And I was just so tired because it was a Friday. It was a weekday. It was a weekend. It had been different. If I could have slept in, I would have felt fine. And he said that more than just the one raccoon, I saw that an entire family of raccoons came right up to our steps. And I remember going to a little waterfall. They've got some large waterfalls around the area, but right there was a small one. We went out there, and you guys, there was so much greenery. I mean, it was spacious, not crowded, weather perfect, cool, not hot. I was barefoot. I was in my element. And I just remember telling my husband, I felt like I was just a fairy living in the forest back before there was all this junk, you know? Like, I remember as we were leaving, you could literally see where the telephone poles or the power poles begin. Like, or I said, where they stop, that's where Amish country begins because they have no electricity. And you know, obviously they did have power poles in the park, but just there was not all the cars and the buildings and stoplights and stores and just junk, you know. And I just remember feeling so sad as we left, happy about the time that we had and that we had shared, but you could just see the difference. When I tell you this park is so beautiful because you've got protected wildlife, there's so many animals that we saw just in the short time that we were there. You could just drive and drive, and you would just see nothing but just green and trees. And they had all these trails. And I'm not a hiker, so I don't like to hike trails. I just like the flat trails. There were many of those. And I remember seeing a family of deer, and there was a little spotted baby deer, and it looked right at me. It made eye contact, and I felt like it was a sign because of the debacle I said I had the morning that we had left. And it just brought me some comfort. I just love being surrounded by all the animals. It makes me feel like Snow White or Cinderella. I just want to go out into the forest and sing and just live. And I could be completely happy out there with very little things. I remember one time when we went camping, there was a sign and it, I kind of want to have one made for my home. And it said, the best things in life are not things. And that is so true. And I just had the best time. And so I was a little disappointed because by the time we got out from dinner, all the coffee places were closed. I couldn't get my warm decaf coffee or anything. And we couldn't get the fireplace on. And like I said, after my warm shower, I just completely fell asleep. So the next morning, we got up and we headed to the David Crockett restaurant. And it was wooden and it was beautiful, and they just brought out so much food. I wish I could remember everything that they had. I mean, I got water, coffee, orange juice, cheese, hash browns, grits, muffin, French toast, cheesy eggs, bacon, sausage. There could have been more. Maybe, biscuits, gravy. There was so much food. We didn't order that. That was just what they brought. And they had a little cute gift shop there, and I wanted to get Abel like a little David Crockett hat. But pretty sure we spent way too much money as it was. And that was part of the reason I wanted to stay longer in this cabin. I've been telling all my friends who wanted to ask about it, and they're like, oh my gosh, where were you? We want to go. And I said, I think that this price could be for two nights, and, you know, and not just the one. And but it was our anniversary, and he said he wanted to make it special. So it had these just gorgeous high vaulted ceilings and ceiling fans. And I mean, it was just beautiful the whole time, everything there. So after breakfast, we had to go ahead and pack up and get ready to leave. But first, I took my blanket, which is something I had been wanting to do, and I went down right in front of the water. They had canoe rentals, and if we'd had more time, I wanted to take a canoe out into the water and just read my book. It was so still and quiet. You know, it almost looked like a calm river rather than a lake. When you think of lakes, you think of, like, people out there, you know, doing a lot of stuff on the water, but there wasn't. It was just so peaceful. And you could see all the geese, and the Amish had a lot of ducks, and there was herring. There was just so much to look at, and I could have stayed there much, much longer than we did, but we had to rush to try to make the wagon tour again, and then we realized that we weren't going to, so we just decided, instead of buying tickets for the tour, we had gotten behind the wagon actually the night before we went to get our cabin by accident, and there was not really very many people on the wagon tour, so we kind of just noticed there weren't very many people out there at the time, because it was already 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So before I finish telling you guys about our actual experience in Amish country, I'm going to take a little break because there's something that I wanted to talk to you guys about. So here we go. Okay, so let's get back to story time. So we ended up getting behind the wagon again pretty quickly. And I'm kind of glad that we did that, because that way we could kind of go at our own pace, and it looked like it had gotten pretty crowded as far as the wagon. And it would have been difficult to carry all the things that we wanted with all the people on the wagon that we were going to buy. So we stopped, and, you know, you have to remember that you can't use the restroom. You know, they have outhouses. So that was kind of an issue for me, because I really had to go potty, because that's me, and everywhere that we go. But we were able to go at our own pace, so think about that. You know, if you want to do the wagon tour, you can. If not, as long as you go earlier, you'll have much better luck than you will in the afternoon. I saw men, you know, driving the wagons, children in the back. The women are not allowed to wave, and neither are the children. They're not going to be super talkative, but you can speak to them. They were nice. The children, like I said, were adorable. It was mainly just women and children who were running all the little stands. And we thought it was kind of funny that one of the signs said that they only sold one thing, caskets. And I told my husband, that's where I want to stop and shop for you. He did not find that funny. So they had jams, jellies, homemade bread, popcorn, homemade jewelry, you know, just stuff that the kids make. Stuff I wanted to pick up for the children. We did get some peach jam, some blackberry jelly, I think, some homemade bread, which I've already tried in my soup, and it's amazing. They had homemade, like, air freshener, car freshener, you know, in jars that you set in your cup holders for all different seasons. What else did they have? A lot of, I think I already mentioned swings and chairs that are wooden, and bird feeders and things like that. Then, let's see, we stopped and I said, well, we have to find something for the kids. And I did. They also had these, like, little leather keychains with initials on them, so I thought that would be a good idea for my son. But of course, the one letter they were out of was his initial. I ended up picking up him a wooden yo-yo, and he has not stopped playing with it since. And I'm really glad I got that instead of the wooden slingshot. I just feel like him and his sister would end up hurting each other with that. But there were pregnant women, there were little babies out, you know, crying. The men, I kind of just saw the night before, not so much in the morning. I did see like a whole family working out in the fields the night before. They were just so cute, just running around in their little bare feet, like I said, with their bonnets, and the sun was going down, you know, just beginning to go down then. And so after stopping and driving around, I did get some video, some stories, where it's nothing but just cornfield that you're passing. Just beautiful. Wildflowers, my husband calls them weeds. And I tell him the difference between a wildflower and a weed is that one has someone to believe in it. So he always makes fun of me for that. But there were lots of wildflowers and lots of dogs. I remember there were these little puppies and they started fighting. That the little Amish girl had to get onto them. And I found out a lot of things that I didn't already know from watching all of my, you know, old movies about the Amish. I have a lot of Amish books. There was a little one-room schoolhouse that you could tour. They had one room a store where they sold like cold items, things that they wouldn't have out in their little stands. And they had cheese and candies and things like that. My husband really wanted to get some homemade cheese. They had fresh turned butter. Oh my gosh, I wanted to try some of that. That would have been perfect on the homemade bread and with the jam. But we had to stop buying things because I bought way too many pumpkins. They were selling a lot of corn stalks and pumpkins, a lot of gourds, and what are they called? The pretty pumpkins with a different color. I was just talking about them this morning. I was explaining to my husband what they're called. Oh goodness, that's going to drive me insane. Okay, I can't think of it right now. But I got some white ones, green ones, brown ones, flat ones, stacker ones, you know, still not enough. You always think you get enough. It's not enough. Brought them home, put them on my steps. What else did they have? So the cheese and the pumpkins and all that kind of stuff. We saw the schoolhouse. We just kind of drove around and looked at all the houses. They were, like I said, mainly two-story white 19th century looking buildings. And they had clotheslines up, especially on their porch. I thought that was cute. And they hung their clothes up on the porch, you know, because obviously they don't have dryers. They had a lot of really pretty handmade baskets. I wanted to get one of those. But again, I had to stop getting things. And as I was saying, I learned a lot of things that I already didn't know. Like I said, the women and the children, they can't wave. Some things, you know, we may find a little odd. Things that they don't always show you in the pretty books and movies and things like that. But the women are not allowed to choose their husbands. The husband gets to choose the wife. You're not allowed to get married until you're 21. You don't have a beard until you're married. They don't have mirrors. The men can have a small mirror if they want to shave their upper lip and things like that so that they don't cut themselves. And they don't allow photographs to be taken because they believe that you capture their soul and then they can't make it into heaven. And I always wondered, you know, the shows that are supposedly supposed to be about the Amish, you know, how does that work? How are they on television and things like that? If that's what they, you know, believe. So it's really interesting. I've always wanted to go to Amish country. I've always been fascinated by the Amish. My book, my stories were supposed to be in, it was called Daughters of Destiny. You know, that's where Rosalind was originally supposed to be before I decided to expand her. And I was going to add a fourth story, and it was the only one that I did not already have the cover art to and everything, and it was going to be about an Amish girl, and that was all I had. I did not have the details yet, so one day, that is something I want to write about. I do know that when they go to school, I believe it's from ages like 7 to 14. And then they, you know, they work. And the children are really, really just taught to work at a young age and have a great work ethic. During the summer, they don't wear shoes. That's why I said they were all barefoot and had little dirty feet. Obviously, they aren't going to wear makeup or anything like that. There were over 100, I think is what I was told, like homes. And there was a man there who had over 100 grandchildren. Most of them have between 10 to 20 children, you know, because that's how they get their work done and everything. And I asked my husband, I was like, I just want to know, like, how do you heat up water when you bathe? I've always loved the idea of having to live primitively and heat up water. What I don't like is the idea of, like, the man takes a bath first. Obviously, if you work all day, you're nasty and dirty. And then the youngest takes one last and you share the bath water. And we have shared bath water here before because we have well water. We live, like, you know, kind of primitively. And some of my friends have said, oh, that's nasty, you know, but it's only a few of us, and it doesn't bother me at all. I kind of love the idea, but the idea of having to share a bath with 20 people, the dirtiest one first, I don't know if I like that, and it seems like it would take all day, so I thought they must not bathe every day, but I think it's a beautiful culture, the way that they live. I may not agree with some of the things. If you've ever watched documentaries, please don't get them confused with the Mormon. You know, that can be easily done. Also, there's a difference between Mennonite and Amish. You can do your own research if you would like to know more. Lifetime does a lot of movies. PureFlix does a lot of movies about them. I know some people want to escape the Amish communities, and my husband was kind of fascinated, so I was explaining to him, you know, a lot of them, they end up, when they go on Rumspringan, they get to experience the English culture, and he was like, what do you mean the English? That's what they call us. It's kind of like being a muggle in Harry Potter. If you decide to leave the Amish, you are shunned. You can't go back, because he said, well, maybe some of these houses that are next to the Amish houses that do have power, maybe that's their children who wanted to be near, and I said, who don't want to be Amish, and I said, no, you know, that's not the way that it works. If you're gone, you're gone, and they really do shun you. Once you're gone from the church, that's just it. You have the opportunity to make that choice, but then, like I said, you're shunned, if you decide to leave the church. So, let's see, what else did I learn? I don't know. There's so much. They learn Dutch German when they're in school. That's the language that they speak. So they kind of have like their own accent. It's like a mixture between their English speaking and then the Dutch accent, you know, when they're speaking German. So sometimes you would hear them speak that way to one another. It's not as big as I thought it was going to be, because you have to go probably to one of the larger ones, like in Pennsylvania. I think that's the biggest one. You know, I think that you would have to travel to one of them if you want it to be bigger. So we probably only stopped at like 5 homes, you know, and I didn't want to stop unless I saw people out, because it felt awkward, but it wasn't the next morning, like I said, because it was busier. And I mean, that was basically it. Like I said, it was a short little 2-day trip, if that. And we were blessed to be able to take that. And we just are more adventure takers, and, you know, than we are gift givers. So anytime we go to do something like that, I love to see something that looks like it's from another time, something that's not, doesn't have all the modern amenities like that. Just, I tend to romanticize things like that. So I love the idea of going to see the Amish. And my husband said, would you ever live like this? And I said, well, I do like the idea of it, but as I mentioned before, some aspects of it, I don't know that I would like. So, if you are thinking of visiting an Amish country near you, you can find out where the nearest one is, and you'll feel like you're stepping, you know, back in time before all the modern junk around and you kind of feel like you're on Little House on the Prairie with all of the bonnets and just the way that they make everything. It's homemade. It was right up my alley. And remember that they don't allow you to take pictures. Maybe you can get one of the landscape or the homes kind of in the distance, but just be courteous and respectful of them. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a slightly shorter than the usual, but you know, like I said, it was a short trip, and I am going to go and try to enjoy this weather, and I hope that you guys do too. And next time, I promise we are going to do a cooking episode where we're going to discuss probably Outlander or A Wind Calls the Heart. I've also got some good ideas I'm putting in the works about Shakespeare, and some poetry where I'm going to read my poetry and then some of my favorite poetry. And I just hope that you guys have an awesome day, and thanks for listening. And I also want to remind you guys again, please send in your voice messages, and I will even put them in my podcast episodes. Okay, so don't be shy. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.